hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes. It is my pleasure to introduce today Aditi Panchal, who is a compassionate creative and a bonus mom. Aditi, tell us about a few defining moments of your life.
So back in 2016, I had started a 365 days of type challenge where I basically like started hand lettering every day for a year, and that really like catapulted my life into like who I am today. So I am a hand lettering artist and a graphic designer. I've done lettering for small businesses, and I've also done some murals around OKC as well. And then another defining moment was in 2018, where I got invited to teach a week-long design camp at the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Museum in NYC. And there's really cool, like I had taught some courses, workshops beforehand, but like never in a different city, and also like at a museum. So so Cooper Hewitt is actually like an education based museum where they like invite kids from all walks of life and all ages to come and learn workshops like in the summer or like for spring break as well. And that's so cool to me. And I actually grew up writing in cursive in India, but I was surprised that like nobody teaches it here. And so I feel like that is really important and also just like needed to be taught again. And the way that I approach it is I make cursive more accessible. Like it's easier to write in. Like it's not like traditional cursive, like it's more contemporary, but it's easier for kids. So That's why.
Amazing. So where do you go to kind of refill your cup and stay inspired?
So for me, I am like fortunate to have a really nice network of friends and also some inspiring women that I like keep in touch with, and they really motivate me and encourage me. I have also attended some events and workshops at the Treasury in OKC, and that's been really fulfilling as well. It's like Are there moms? Are there like small business owners? Are there like side hustlers that are just trying to like do more than just their day job? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So you mentioned when you were in India that you were doing some cursive. So tell us about, you know, when, if you lived in India and when you came here and what that transition was like.
So I was actually born and raised in Mumbai, India, and I moved here at 19 after my mom passed away, and that really like helped me kind of get out of my shell. I came here to live with my uncle, so my mom's brother, and then also we decided to enroll me in a design school at SEO here. Nice. And that really like carved this path for me.
Amazing. I was going to ask, you know, how kind of that transitioned you into your career, but you answered it anyway.
Perfect.
That's perfect. So, you know, when you look at your future, you know, whether it's on the personal side, you know, to do with being a bonus mom or, you know, to do with your career, what do you see when you look at your future?
So I definitely want to be working or like perfecting my craft more, and also like a flexible schedule so that I can travel with my family and like work from anywhere. Like that is really appealing to my husband and I. Like he's a small business owner. He actually has his own design agency as well, and so like he has that flexibility, and I am running that as well, like in 5 years or less. So yeah,
it's amazing what the internet can do now. It's opening up so many new career paths for creatives, so like what I'm
for
doing
sure.
too. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing to have that freedom if you can. So that's amazing. So for our last question today, what is your proudest moment so far in life?
For me, the proudest moment has been getting invited to Cooper Cube Museum not once, but twice in 2018. I went there in the spring and then also in August. And in the spring, I taught only, I think, 7 kids. And then in August, I taught 14. And it was so fulfilling to teach cursive, to teach him lettering and calligraphy. And they were so like invested and passionate about it. Like I had this little Indian and Pakistani girl that come up to me after and like tell me like she wanted to be an artist as well, and like they all like made this card for me at the end of it, and it's just perfect. So yeah, most fulfilling for sure.
100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News Du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you to help us reach other wildly capable women.